Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
Broadcasting System presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for tonight is called Presto Changeo, I'm Sure.
Excuse me. You really must excuse me. It's an old joke I haven't thought of in years. A joke that Johnny Martins and I used to kill ourselves over. And to me, it's still funny. Probably you won't crack a smile even, but I must tell you, I really must. You say to me, Sarsfield, can you make an elephant disappear? And I say, sure, where's the elephant? That's all. But really? Well, I told you it wouldn't sound funny to you, but to me, it brings back memories. I wonder where poor Johnny Martins is. All those years, Johnny and I used to have fits. Just fits, laughing at our pun joke. That is, we did till I made an elephant disappear. Well, it takes longer to tell than that. We were standing there by the Illinois Central Freight Depot, and it was early in the morning, and the circus was in the building. And Johnny and I were watching. We were about 16 years old, I guess. And when the elephants started to come down the gangplank from the big car they were in, Johnny grinned at me, and he said, Sarsfield, can you make an elephant disappear? And I said, sure, which elephant? And Johnny said, that one. And I pointed the thing at it, and I said, presto changeo, disappear. So, it disappeared. And that's what set me on the first rung of the ladder to success. Well, I admit I didn't know it was going to disappear. I was pretty surprised. But if you think I was surprised, you should have seen those circus people. Why, I never saw such a hullabaloo in all my life. They just looked everywhere for that elephant. I saw Eldred Vogelsang, the deputy sheriff, looking under the depot platform for it, even. And I never liked Eldred Vogelsang because he used to chase me for stealing marshmallows. So I pointed the thing at him and I said, presto changeo, disappear. But nothing happened. And Johnny said it didn't disappear. What didn't disappear, I asked him. And he said, the freight depot. Well, I said, I meant Eldred Vogelsang. And zip! Like that, Eldred Vogelsang was gone. Scared. You're darn right I was scared. So was Johnny. I didn't know what the thing was when the old man gave it to me. I was just standing in front of the Standard Theater down there on Capitol Street when this old fellow came out. I know who he was. He was Professor Cagliostro, the world-famous magician, and he'd been in the show the night before. Gee, I was excited seeing him in person. I hoped he'd do something magic right there on the street. Free. And by goodness, he did. Well, he stopped and looked at me and he said, hello, Sarsfield. Well, now, how in the dickens did he know my name? I know it's a funny name. My grandfather named me. He was out in California in the gold rush in 49, and he was a member of a militia company in the town called Sarsfield, and they were the Sarsfield Grenadiers, and they carried big battle axes instead of guns. So my grandpa named me Sarsfield Grenadier McCutcheon, after the Sarsfield Grenadiers. And here was this magician calling me by name and handing me this thing and laughing and walking away. This thing, this little stick with the five-pointed star on the end. That's the foundation of my fortune, as you might say. And I've had it since the 14th of May, 1916. How does it work? It's very simple. You just point it and you say, presto changeo, disappear. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you disappear? I didn't mean to. Well, somebody disappeared. Oh, that's too bad. I can't do a thing about it. That's the trouble. I haven't found out yet how to make it work in reverse. I can turn things... Darn this mosquito. Presto, change your mosquito. Be a dog. Darn it. Presto, change your dog. Disappear. You have to be careful with this thing. I remember what I did to Johnny Martin's with it. Well, we were having one of those kid quarrels. You know, nothing serious. Just arguing about the... whatever it was, I've forgotten. But I said to him, you poor fish. And then I pointed the thing at him and I said, presto changer. And you know what? I had to run 6 blocks, lickety-split, down Court Street to throw him in the river in time. 6 blocks I had to run. I just made it. He swam away. I never did know what became of Johnny. Some snapping turtle ate him, I suppose, or something. The things kids will do. Oh, sure, all this stuff created quite a sensation, but nobody ever suspected me, and naturally I wasn't going to volunteer anything. Heck no, not me. Not when I can make elephants disappear. Elephants? I can make anything disappear. Anything, by golly. Even you, if you get smart with me. Because I'm not a kid any longer, see? I'm a grown-up man. I can do as I please. I'm the only guy in the world that can do just as I please. If me and the thing here. So what do you want done? No, you better not ask for it because you're liable to get it and maybe you wouldn't like it when you got it. So just keep quiet and listen. Wait a minute. I think there's somebody at the door. Yes, there is. Sit still. I'll be right back. And if it's somebody I don't want to see, I'll make him disappear for you.
Hello, Sarsfield. You remember me?
No.
You ought to, Sarsfield.
Well, I don't. What do you want?
I want this thing back.
What thing?
The thing I gave you on May 14th,
1916. Huh? Why, for goodness sakes, it's the professor.
Yes.
How are you, professor?
Well, I'm a little tired, Sarsfield. Have you got the thing here?
Sure, I've got it. And I'm going to keep it.
Now, Sarsfield, I didn't give it to you to keep.
You didn't say that about it, Professor, on May 14th, 1916.
May I come in, please?
No.
Oh, please, Sarsfield.
You gave it to me, and I'm going to keep it.
What if I take it away from you? So you know the trick, then, eh?
Trick? What trick?
That I can't take it away from you. That it has to be given.
Well, thanks for telling me.
Oh, I wish you would give it to me. I need it.
No, thanks, Professor. But I got uses for it.
Well, will you give it to me when you are done with it? Then?
I'm not going to be done with it, Professor.
Well, if you ever are, may I have it back?
Sure. When I'm done with it.
Thank you very much, Sarsfield. So long.
Well, hey, where'd he go? Well, how do you like that? I didn't do a thing, and he disappeared just like... Gosh, he must be a real magician. Excuse me. Yes?
Yes, I am a real magician, Sarsfield.
Who is this?
Cagliostro, Sarsfield, the professor. And I'll have you know I was a practicing magician nearly 200 years ago, Sarsfield. I'll have you know that Marie Antoinette was my friend. And I nearly lost my head over that necklace of hers. And if you look up the record, you'll see that I died in Rome in San Leone prison in 1795.
You did? You say you died?
That's what people say, and that's the way it is in the history books, Sarsfield, but... Just between you and me, I didn't die.
You didn't?
No, so keep a civil tongue in your head and don't forget that you promised me this thing when you are finished with it. You hear?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. I mean... Josh. Now, who for goodness sake is that? I'm not going to the door. It's probably that old magician again. Hello.
No, it isn't, Southfield. It's a customer.
Oh, well, thanks. How did he know? Excuse me. Excuse me. Yes, sir? Why, hello, Bernard.
Hello, Stonisfield.
Was there something?
Yeah. I got business with you.
Now, Bernard, that business has all been transacted.
No, it ain't, Stonisfield. Let me in.
Now, look here, Bernard. Well, you're in.
Yeah. Now, kid.
What?
Go sit down.
Don't point that gun at me.
Why not? It's loaded.
It's liable to go off.
It might at that.
Now, Bernard.
Sit down. Here.
What's that?
That's money.
Oh?
Yeah. You remember our little deal?
Yes, I certainly do, Bernard.
This magic thing of yours was going to turn $1 bills into $100 bills.
Well, of course. I did it.
You sure did. And Larry Blockman's in jail.
Larry Blockman's in jail?
Yeah.
What for goodness sakes?
For passing phony $100 bills, for goodness sakes. All this dough you fixed for me is counterfeit.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. I just came here to blow your head off, Sansville. You and your magic.
Well, I can't help it. I did my best.
And it ain't good enough. So I'm going to knock you off.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, yeah, Sansville.
Wait, Bernard.
Put that thing down.
Oh, no, I won't.
That phony magic gang, put it down.
You think it's phony, Bernard? Why, you big gorilla, presto changeo. Help! Help! Oh, the presto changeo disappeared! Man, I made that just in time. Darn him, I thought I said disappear, but I turned him into a gorilla. My goodness, was he ferocious. Well, he disappeared anyway.
You nearly made a mistake, Southfield.
Huh? Where did you come from?
Oh, out there.
Where?
You wouldn't want to give me the magic wand now, Southfield, before you make a really serious mistake, would you?
No.
Well, you might be sorry. Making counterfeit money, turning the man into a gorilla. I wouldn't make any mistakes like that, Southfield.
You wouldn't, huh?
Oh, my, no. I very seldom make mistakes.
Well, here's one for you. Presto changeo, disappear. Presto changeo, disappear!
It won't work on me, Southfield.
Well, why?
I am a professional, Southfield. Look. Abracadabra!
Goodness gracious. Now where did he go? Well, now you see what I have to go through. It isn't all beer and griddles when you...
Skittles.
What? Who said that?
I did. Excuse me.
What did you say?
Skittles, Southfield. Beer and Skittles.
Oh, well, what are Skittles if you're such a magician?
Skittles is a game, something like ninepins, Southfield. I used to play it with King Louis XV of France. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Don't let me go on.
What was I saying? Oh, it isn't all beer and Skittles.
Skittles.
Skittles when you get hold of a magic thing like this. You see, you make one false move and you're in a jam. How did I know that money would turn out counterfeit? And again, I might have been murdered by that gorilla. If I wasn't such a sharp character, I don't know what I'd do. What?
I merely said a hand, Southfield.
I wish to goodness you'd go away, Professor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Southfield. I'll go. I'll probably see you before long.
Oh, my gosh, this is my day for... Oh, I know who that is. Are you gone? Professor, are you gone? I know who it is because she rings the doorbell instead of knocking.
It's his girl. She's very pretty.
She sure is. Hey, you said you were gone.
Oh, I am sorry, Southfield, really. I'll really go this time. Honest Injun, Southfield. Really and truly.
Well, goodbye. Excuse me, please. Genevieve.
Well, you certainly kept me waiting long enough, Popsy.
Well, I'm sorry, Angel.
I bet you had another visitor.
Well, I...
A feminine visitor, Starfield?
Oh, my goodness, no. With a beard?
Look at all the money. Where'd you get the money, Starfield?
Why, a man gave it to me.
Come now, Starfield. Do you expect me to believe that?
Well, he did.
Oh, I wish a nice man would give poor little me some of the nice money.
Well,
poor little me has only got $1 bill. You've got $100 bills.
Oh, yes, I know, Genevieve, but
I... Nice man wouldn't miss a little teensy bit of the money now, would he?
Well, Genevieve, you see, I mean, you know, I...
Is it really yours, Darfield?
Well, in a way, dearest.
Oh, I wish I had some, too.
Well, you see, I... No, I can't let you have it.
My goodness, Starfield, I didn't think you were stingy.
Well, I'm not, but...
You're mean.
No, dear.
You stole it.
No, I didn't.
You murdered somebody for it.
Oh, gosh, no.
Then where did you get it?
Well, honey, it's...
Blood money.
It's magic.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
How is it magic?
Well, I did it with my magic wand.
Why, how nice.
But it...
Can you do magic, Starfield?
Well, sure, but...
Do some magic.
Well, I don't...
I bet you can. I bet you're kidding.
Oh, no. No, indeed, Genevieve.
Well, do something magic, then. Make some more money.
Excuse me, Starfield.
What?
I didn't say anything, honey.
Well, what is... Who is it?
Oh, me?
Your wife is coming, Starfield.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how did she know...
How do you know what, Starfield?
How did she know where I was, Professor?
I told her, Starfield.
Oh, my gosh. What'll I do now?
What's the matter, Angel Face?
Oh, you got to get out of here.
Well, I like that. I certainly appreciate that. Why do I have to get out of here? Don't you love me?
Genevieve, meet my wife.
How do you do? Well, for Pete's sake!
Now, dear...
I really must go now. Nice to have met you. Oh, no!
Here's the magic wand.
Huh?
Help!
Oh, the presto change, you'll disappear.
Well, where'd she go?
Wow.
Sir?
Oh, I did it just in time.
Oh, that's the magic thing.
Yes. Wow. Just in time again.
I want to see it.
Don't touch it, Genevieve.
Oh, now, Starfield. I won't hurt it.
Please, honey.
Is it really magic?
It really is, dear. Please let me have it.
I don't see any trigger or anything.
But there isn't any. Please put it down, Genevieve.
Well, then what makes it work?
Genevieve, please. Please.
You just pointed it at her like this.
Don't point it at me.
And you said,
Genevieve, don't.
You said,
He said, presto chango, young lady.
What? Presto chango?
Genevieve. Professor.
He said something else. Oh, I know.
Give me that.
I know. You said disappear. Why, my goodness. He certainly went away in a hurry.
My goodness, what happened to me? Oh, Genevieve. Oh, my gosh. Oh, where am I? Hey, where am I?
Hi, Southfield.
Who's that? I can't see.
It's me, Southfield. Professor Cagliostro.
Oh, good. Let me out of here, Professor, will you? I'm scared.
Well, you can't get out of here, Southfield. You're here to stay. Remember, the wand won't work in reverse. Too bad. But I told you you'd make a mistake.
Well, what is this place?
Why, that's just what it is, boy. This is the place where things go when they disappear.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time with the people here.
What people?
Why, don't you remember? An elephant, and a deputy sheriff, and a boy you turned into a fish, and a very, very angry gorilla.
Oh, no!
And your wife.
Oh, no!
And, oh, boy, Southfield, is she going to be tickled to see you. Well, you asked for it.
The title of tonight's Quiet Please story was Presto Chango, I'm Sure. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper, and the man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell.
And Edgar Staley was the professor. The distasteful Bernard was the immaculate and talented Mr. Ed Latimer. Charming Miss Peggy Stanley played Genevieve. And the masterful dog and the gorilla were by the one and only Brad Barker. As usual, music is by Albert Berman. Now for a word about Quiet Please next week, here is our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
You didn't recognize anybody tonight, did you? Well, you shouldn't have. They're all natives of my typewriter, and they never did exist before. Next week's story is called 3,000 Words.
And so, until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.
As much as we would like to forget about the last war and turn our hopes and efforts away from the death and destruction caused overseas, the situation in many European countries demands our attention. You've heard it on the radio. You've read it in your daily papers. Men, women, and children in war-devastated areas are slowly starving to death. Most especially, the children are suffering. Their daily diets are often inadequate to sustain life. As always, in the midst of starvation, disease reaps a horrible toll. Tuberculosis, rickets, pellagra, and other diseases are spreading, with children the chief victims. Many private American agencies have been sending as much help as they could. Now 25 well-established relief agencies have combined into a single drive to save the next generation. We ask you to send your contributions to the Crusade for Children in New York. This program is heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.